Mark 12:28-34. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with each other. That would be the disciples who did a lot of disputing with each other. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared ask him any question. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Open to us today, Lord God, your word and your heart, and give us ears to hear and wills to do what you want of us. Amen. A wise old priest had just finished hearing a man's long confession, and it was long. He had a lot of sins to let go of. The priest was considering the appropriate penance for that man and had to focus down on what was in his heart. So he said, "My son, are you sure that you've repented and are going to turn away from all your sins?" "Yes, Father, I am certainly going to try. I will double my efforts and do everything possible to end all my sins." "Will you attend church regularly?" "Yes, Father, I will both worship and confess every week, and I'm going to triple my gift to the church." "Will you be faithful to your wife?" "Yes, Father, I will never stray again, and I'm going to stay away from all my old haunts where I wandered from the straight and the narrow." "And will you pay all your debts and reimburse those you cheated?" "Now, just a doggone minute, Father. Now you're talking business, not religion." That joke points out a painful truth. There are a lot of people, a lot of us, walking our faith journey who reserve just one little area as exempt from God's rule, one area of their life where God's rule doesn't need to break in. "Lord, I will be your disciple in everything except just this one little spot." For the man in the story, the except was his business dealings. For others, it might be an addiction of one kind or another. Or perhaps it's our giving to our church that's exempt. For someone else, it may be the way we choose to conduct one of our relationships. Or perhaps it's our life as a citizen and a voter in this country, our country. I'll ask a question now, and I'll give it time to mull it around in our heads before I ask it again at the end of the sermon. Is there an area in your life that you choose not to allow your faith to influence? And that's the kind of question that can be really dangerous. Here's an interesting little story we have in Mark. A scribe comes and asks Jesus, "Which commandment is first of all?" You've all heard this since early in Sunday school, as these children have as well. "Which commandment is first of all?" And Jesus answers, "Beginning with the core proclamation of Judaism." This verse from Deuteronomy 6 is called the Shema, and it serves the same purpose for the Hebrew faith that the Apostles' Creed, which we'll speak together in a few minutes, that the Apostles' Creed does for Christians. The Shema reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength." And then Jesus branches out. Notice which commandment is greatest. Jesus gives them the Shema, something they know well. And now he adds, the second is, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The second commandment is from Leviticus 19. And in the conversation with the scribe that follows in Mark's version of this account, it's clear that the scribe understands that these two laws form one law together, and they do. Because what Jesus has laid out for us is the very heart of the Christian life, and the Hebrew life for that matter. But for us, love God, our greatest commandment is to love God with every scrap of our being, and to love our neighbor here and far from here, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. This is nothing less than a blueprint for living and a core ethic on which we base all our actions and all our decisions. The Pharisees and the scribes, at least as it's described to us in the New Testament, believed that the true life of faith came from knowing and obeying every one of the 610 commandments of the Old Testament, of our Old Testament, of the Hebrew Scriptures. There were 610 of them. But Jesus says, no, it's more important to live out the spirit of the law than the many, many, many letters of the law, and the spirit of all the law. Every scrap of it, Jesus says, the spirit of the law is love. Love God by keeping yourself holy and apart from the sins of the world, even while you're right in the world, and love your neighbor by treating him or her as you would wish to be treated yourself. Be a loving disciple, be a loving neighbor. That's all you need to know, and they are the same thing. If we love God, we will love others, and the other way around. Put the 610 commandments on the back burner. Love God and love of neighbor is your purpose in life, and mine, Jesus says. It's the very reason God put you here. So let's learn together to love God better through worship and prayer and tithing, the things that we talk about week after week and month here. Let's learn to love our neighbor better through service and charity and faithful citizenship that lives out God's priorities. Let's learn to live out our Christian life everywhere, at home, at work, at school, and yes, this week in the voting booth. When we vote on Tuesday, fellow disciples, let's remember what Jesus said is most important. Love God with all your being, with all that you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's called the law of love. And I would like to toss in some other words of Jesus, words that we know. I call this the law of compassion, but we all know it by another name as well. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. So when we vote on Tuesday, remember what Jesus tells us about what matters the most. Love God with all of our being. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do to others as you would have them do to you. And now, I told you before, we're going back to that tough question, and here it is. Is there an area in my life that I choose not to allow my faith to influence? Or another way of asking the very same question is, what's keeping me from loving God fully and from loving our neighbor? What do we need to do to align our lives with God's priorities? Where do we need to be the disciples that God wants us to be? And finally, what can we do differently this week, today, Tuesday, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves? Let's pray. Help us hear your hard questions for us, Lord God, and help us to seek faithful answers for each of our lives. Make us your disciples. Make us your church. Make us your nation. And line us all in line with your priorities. Teach us to put you first everywhere in our lives. Teach us to put our neighbors first everywhere in our lives. And teach us to do to others as we would have them do to us everywhere in our lives. Amen.